to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Welcome to Unpacking Injury on Duty. No one ever wants to get hurt on the job. We come to work and expect to come home in the same shape as we left. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. We work in a very dangerous environment and use a lot of heavy equipment. And those bags, they just seem to get heavier every day. That said, safety needs to be everyone's number one priority. Safety for yourself, your crew members, the aircraft, and the equipment. Always work safe and follow the procedures and policies that are in place. They're there to protect you. But what to do if you get hurt at work? If you get injured on the job, report it. By reporting your injury, any medical attention and lost pay will be covered by workers' compensation. Workers' compensation is considered no-fault insurance, which means that it doesn't matter the reason why you were injured or whose fault it was, only that you were injured at work. You are eligible for coverage. You do not get in trouble or get any attendance points. See a manager to fill out the injury on duty paperwork as soon as possible after you are hurt. The manager may ask for your CIDA badge and escort you off property at the end of reporting. Don't worry, it's standard procedure for them to hold the badge until you return to work. Also, if you have another job, let the manager know. There is a form you will have to fill out. This is to ensure that if you continue working at your other job while off at American, you are not violating any restrictions. Most important is get medical attention. A super serious injury may require a trip to the ER. Usually, injuries are less acute and you may seek medical attention that day or the following day. Either way, make sure you are treated. Your treatment will need to be with a medical provider in the Sedgwick's network, unless you have pre-designated your own personal physician prior to injury. Sedgwick is the third-party vendor who administers the workers' comp for American Airlines. The paperwork you receive from the manager taking your report will have a contact number for Sedgwick, and you will be assigned a claims adjuster. Your adjuster will work with you to manage your claim. Now you're probably wondering, what doctor do I go to? You can have Sedgwick search for a doctor or clinic near your home so that it's easier to get to your appointment. It is not a requirement to treat at an airport clinic. The choice of doctors or clinic is yours from any of the network providers. Keep in mind, Kaiser is in the Sedgwick network, so you can be treated at any of their locations if you choose. The main thing is get treated. Bring your paperwork to your appointment and make sure to explain to the doctor exactly what kind of work you do so they can determine when you can safely return. Not all doctors understand how physical our job is. Make sure they understand all the physical demands of your work. Here's how the pay works. If you are injured and leave work during your scheduled shift, you will be paid for the entire shift, regardless of what time you leave. After that first day, you are entitled to 20 work days paid for your regularly scheduled hours. This will come on a check from American like you usually get. If after the 20 days you are still out with your injury, you will begin receiving compensation from Sedgwick. It will come as a paper check mailed to your home address. Make sure your address in JetNet is current so the check goes to the correct location. This pay is non-taxable income, and the amount is an average of your pay looking back roughly over a year. It will be approximately two-thirds of what you generally receive. Again, no taxes will be withheld, nor will this income show up on a W-2 at the end of the year. If the total amount you are getting from Sedgwick is less than your base pay or 40 hours a week, you have an option to supplement your Sedgwick pay with your sick bank from work to bring that total up to base. If you are eligible and choose to supplement with sick bank, let management or the timekeeper know. If you are not supplementing with sick bank, you will be removed from payroll payroll after the 20-day mark. Don't panic. What off payroll means is that you will no longer receive a check from American, but will get your check mailed to you by Sedgwick. So then two things also happened since you have no check coming from American. You will be billed for your regular health insurance and dental premiums directly. This amount will be the same as the active rate and will continue to be billed for up to 1 year. The other thing is any other deductions you have from your check for loans or whatever, you will have to make payment arrangements directly with that institution, the credit union, Fidelity, or whomever. You do not pay union dues while you are off payroll. So don't worry about that. That's the treatment and pay piece. Your job is to get well and get back to work. Be sure to go to all of your appointments and follow all doctor instructions. The doctor's office will send in all reports to Sedgwick and keep your adjuster informed about your injury and progress. You will periodically have conversations with your adjuster. Once you're feeling better and the doctor releases you to full duty, come back to work. The release date will be the day they expect to see you back. You will need to call in and plan for someone to meet you to give you your badge so that you are able to return. Sometimes the doctor will release you with restrictions like seated work only, no bending, 20-pound maximum lifting restriction, etc. If this is the case and local management thinks they can accommodate your restriction, you might be asked to come to work and only do work that is within the limits of those restrictions. This is called limited duty. You are required under Article 26B of the contract to accept the limited duty assignment and come into work. The limited duty assignment needs to be meaningful work and runs for up to 90 days or until you are released to full duty. As always, there are more injury on duty details specific to each individual. So please reach out to a shop steward to make sure your case is being handled properly and your questions get answered. There are resources on JetNet. Go to Team Member Services, Health and Benefits, then to Workers' Compensation, click on Ground. This is where you'll find lots of information and details on Workers' Comp and Sedgwick. Remember, report, treat, return. Hey, stay healthy and safe out there. Hope you found this episode helpful. And continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.